My next guests are involved. Art Prize and Second Avenue Arts continue to forge artist-collector relationships through a fall exhibition. Let's talk about it on behalf of Art Prize. Katie Moore, good morning to you.
Morning, Shelley.
Year number 8.
Yes, can't believe it.
Things are going to be popping up pretty soon.
Yes, they already are.
Yes. Artist Tyler Loftus, on behalf of your home NYC, as where's you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I'm originally from here, but yeah. That's
yeah. Right. Good morning. Welcome back to the morning show.
Thank you, Shelley.
You ready for a big week yourself?
Yeah. It's an exciting time for this area and for, I think, the world. If you would come and visit, see some amazing stuff happening, yeah.
Yes. Let's talk first to you about what is happening in your life. What does bring you back here? Collect This Work. There's a preview, and it is partnering with Art Prize. What's happening, Ty?
Well, I do a 3-day event to highlight the quality of work that is in Art Prize. And by doing that, instead of talking or philosophizing or giving you my personal opinion, I bring back well-established artists from New York and around the world to show next to these artists so that everyone can come and form their own opinion about the quality of the work.
Is this an Art Prize entry?
I am entered in Art Prize, but this is something that's partnered with Art Prize, but it's its own thing.
Great. Katie, how does it work?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for our artists to have another show within Art Prize where the work can be sold and there's a market for it. And these guys are awesome about promoting the work in West Michigan alongside the work from New York. And so it's a great mix.
So what is the show? It's described as a collector show, fall 16, head to the Harris Building, Tyler.
Well, it's a two-part thing. One, it's to highlight what Art Prize has done, drawing all these artists out and the quality of art in this area and around the world, showing it in this interesting way and having the general public have so much access to it is an extremely rare and exciting thing, and I think very avant-garde thing. The other part is to get people to collect and to create an atmosphere that's comfortable for people to come in and have access to buy these pieces. And again, seeing them next to some of the artists we have in the show are artists that were in my textbook, my high school art textbook, and who are still alive in their 90s, and some have been dead for quite a while, but they're all very famous, and to see them next to these other artists, you can really, the quality is very evident.
Katie?
Yeah, so this is another great feature for Preview Week, which starts on this Wednesday, and so it'll be another party and just fun time for people to come out and experience Art Prize a week early.
So the artwork on display, Tyler, 60 contemporary artists, including, as you mentioned, 40 past and present Art Prize artists, showing alongside the most famous and influential as well. Describe a couple of the pieces of art, if you would. I don't want to say pick your favorites, but, you know, and you mentioned a couple, late artists.
Yeah. I'll say this, and I hesitate to describe them because I really want people to come out and see the show. But I'll say this, and I am biased, but I've been doing this my entire life. This is all I do. It's all I can do. And I think this is one of the most exciting shows on the planet right now. And I say come and look for yourself and make that assessment. But the diversity that's in this show, from career to age to ethnicity to gender, is absolutely unprecedented. And I think it can only happen in a place like this where people are open to it and have a certain set of values that nurture a show like this and an event like Art Prize. I mean, it's an incredible thing, and I think that only possibly 100 years from now we're going to know how exciting this time really was.
What kind of mediums are we going to see here? Oil paintings?
It's all two-dimensional work, so it's going to be anything that all paint mediums, basically.
Yes. And take me through the 3 days. Does it actually open Wednesday?
The first day is a VIP, mm-hmm. And then Friday is open to the public, and then Sunday is also open to the public. And Friday is a party, okay. So it's going to be fun. There's going to be a DJ at 9, and you know, that's another thing that we try to do is not have this elitist attitude, because I just don't think that's art.
Yeah, and the party is so the VIP premiere is Thursday night, the party is Friday night, And then Sunday is, Katie?
Noon to 8. You can come by and check it out on Sunday. So,
not Saturday.
Not Saturday.
Yes. Tyler, this is, have you done this how many years with Art Prize then?
This is my third. But I've been working with Art Prize, I think, for the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like I said, I mean, to have this happening where I'm from is so exciting. And I truly think it's going to have an impact. This may be the first step for Middle America to have an impact on the world as far as art goes, fine art.
Looks like proceeds from those art that is purchased are donated to arts education at Art Prize, Katie.
Yeah, we're really fortunate for that. So 20% of anything you purchase will go back to the educational programming that is right in effect now. So
that's cool.
Tyler, what's it like? I mean, why come back to Grand Rapids? I mean, obviously that's...
Well, I come back because there's things that are happening here that I would say, believe it or not, are as exciting, if not more exciting, than things happening in New York, Europe, or the rest of the world, as far as I know. So to be able to come back here and partner with Art Prize is a huge honor, and it's extremely exciting because we're doing really maverick things. Because, I mean, the Midwest has had so much influence in music and literature, but the fine arts we trail. And so this could be some of our first steps into affecting the rest of the world as far as our opinions and thoughts and feelings on fine art.
Katie, with this being Art Prize 8, are you starting to develop the relationships between the artists as this flourishes?
Yes, we definitely are. And definitely we had an event this spring with these guys, and it was very successful. We're seeing year-round programming and an opportunity for sales to grow, and that's something we definitely want our artists to focus on, is being able to get their work out there, being able to turn a profit and succeed as artists.
Grand Haven was home for you.
Yes. Which I'd like to mention real quick, they also have Art Walk, which is fun if you're going to make it out to Grand Haven. Mm-hmm. I was born in Kalamazoo, lived in Grand Rapids for the formative years, then moved to Grand Haven. So,
get a little extra dose of the lake in the morning. Yes. What else is important here, Katie, when it comes to, I mean, we are certainly going to be a forum for Art Prize artists. You got to ask, and we'll get you on. We're going to be broadcasting from the Graham beginning on the 21st. What other rev it up motivation can you share?
Well, we're really excited because our installs for our public artwork are starting this weekend. And so we're starting to see stuff pop up all around town. Calder Plaza, we're doing the DeWitt Godfrey install on Sunday. So people should get out and see what's going on.
And to find out more information about venues, artists, and more, where do we turn?
Artprize.org. And specifically about the Collector's Show, we have info on our blog.
Tyler, what do you leave us with?
Come to one of the greatest shows happening in the world right now, and come prove me right or wrong.
And you certainly involve. Give us details one more time of your collector's work.
The show opens to the public on Friday, and it's also open on Sunday.
At the Harris Building.
Yes.
Great venue there on Division Avenue with the party on Friday night, and then check it out on Sunday as well. Thank you all. Good tease as we do get ready to, how can we twist, the God's arms to keep this weather from September 21st on? Might happen. Thanks, guys, on behalf of your talents with Art Prize and with your Collector's Show Fall 16, Tyler Loftus and Katie Moore.
Thank you.
Thank you.